Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Choice on the rejoin here to start this hour.
YG Molly, Bob Molly's grandson, Lauryn Hill's son.
And you love the movie, the Marley.
Yes, I yeah. think that's definitely Oscar worthy, especially for the lead actor who played Bob Molly. But that's little Greg and Courtney, little island vibe for them.
There you go.
Heading to Bermuda.
The best thing that used to happen, which I no longer would partake in, but when you land at a nice tropical destination. Mm. The shots when you get into the baggage claim area, you're immediately on vacation. So,
oh, yeah.
But bad news for them, it's warmer here than it is in Bermuda right now.
Greg and Courtney are on the way in an Uber. They're working, though. Courtney just made the driver favorite 93.7, so I appreciate that.
All right, good job.
Great job by Courtney. And they're downloading the Odyssey app as we speak. So that's important.
Right. One for two.
Ken Laird in for Greg, just a couple hours. You are stuck with the bland manager. It's Greg's fault. Also, if these teams don't win a title, Bruins or Celtics, Greg's contract is revoked. I got a clause in there. So he's in the last year of his deal, potentially.
We talked about it Saturday briefly, Ken, where you look at what was on the line when the Bruins played the Blues in the Cup Final in 19. You would have had the Patriots, the Red Sox, and the Bruins all win, and you were one win at home in game seven away from having those three consecutively win championships. And
who do we blame for that? Like, that one kind of just gets lost in a lump of, I don't know, Marchand had a bad line change, but they lost in a blowout in game seven. You know, Char did his best to come back. He had all that momentum.
Tuca played hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't really Tuca's fault.
No, wasn't Tuca's fault.
I mean, Bergeron, I guess.
Too many men on the ice.
Yeah, all right.
I think it was more about that at that point in time, and it's been a while, but it was more about the perfection line and what their postseason performance was like, you know, especially their Stanley Cup performance.
Do you look back now and say the Blues were the better team? They were the team of destiny, to use that Shime phrase.
No, the Bruins were the better team. They let it get away.
So they choked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because we talked about it during that time on, you know, it's like with the Celtics. The road to the championship this year for you is paved in gold of the teams that you're going to play, the potential teams that
But not for the Bruins so much.
No, but in that year,
road
was paved for them. Who they beat? Columbus, Carolina.
Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto
round one.
Toronto?
And then Columbus, I think.
Right, and it wasn't Carolina in there as well?
Yeah, that was the Eastern Finals.
Yeah, and then they had St. Louis. Hey, remember, St. Louis at the end of the year was, they weren't even in the playoffs. They had to sneak in as an 8 seed.
Yeah, fired the coach.
Yeah.
Had a magical song. Where's the Bruins' magical song? Where's their Gloria?
We don't have that yet.
That going, Curtis.
I'm putting one together. Sweet Caroline.
If I had $1 million?
No, please stop with the Sweet Caroline.
But the Bruins, for whatever reason, don't have the real sort of lasting residue of specific losses. Like, they were up 3-0 against the Flyers. Who do you blame? They were up 3-1 last year. Who do you blame? You know, I mean, it's just sort of the organizational suck.
Well, last year Montgomery gets blamed.
Right.
He gets the bulk of the blame.
And the Flyers, it wasn't.
I think Linus gets a bulk of the blame for not asking out.
Well, he's playing hurt. You don't think the coach knew?
If he says he could play, he'd play.
And you're talking about the Flyers series from back in the day?
Way back when.
Yeah, wasn't that, didn't we blame Tuca for that?
I guess, but there isn't like this like Bucky Dent or a Buckner or a Grady Little specific, you know, like there is with the Patriots, right. It's Welker's drop.
I think most of the...
Or Belichick benching Butler.
And I hate to say it, but I think a lot of the Bruins' blame was Tuca couldn't get it done. Or there was always something with Tuca. Like, his name was always thrown out there. When you look at the Bruins not being able to win that second championship, you know, the blame of the big three was Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. It was the Kevin Garnett getting hurt that one year and him and having the bad knee.
Doc saying this starting five has never lost a series.
So I would say when you look at the Bruins and some of the blame, a large portion of it, for whatever reason, always falls in the lap of Tuca. We don't really throw it in the lap of Bergeron because we love him. Yep. People love him.
Don't ask him about
it. You don't really throw it in the lap of Marchand because the way he came up. Big Z never really got criticized. It always was in the lap of Tuca.
Yeah, last year was a little bit of Krejci. I mean, but in general, the Bruins.
But this year they have it all. You see it.
Well, of course.
Other than the song.
The Bruins, the way Swayman's playing.
Yep.
After the first goal last night, I thought Panthers in five.
Really?
After it was 1-0.
Oh, I thought even
Bobrovsky looked amazing early.
He did.
But he had a couple bad like plays where he was handling the puck. And the Bruins, and Pasta, get to Courtney's credit, she was right. Pasta came out with a little bit more of, like, I'm shooting.
But he missed, but he didn't bury it. That's going to come back and bite
but
him.
But early, you could see he was more of an offensive mindset where I'm just going to throw pucks to the net. And Curtis is right. When you got a guy like Swayman playing the way he's playing, and he looks so comfortable in net, they got enough talent.
Different than last year. Even though the same scenario, they went up 1-0
right.
At home last year.
Right.
But it was Linus and he ended up being hurt.
He ended up getting hurt, right? If Swayman stays healthy, you're talking about a team, the way he's playing, they got enough talent that they could be a team of destiny.
Right. And I also think it's different than the Tim Thomas year where, while the core was younger, you know, the Bergerons, the Marchands, Marchand was a rookie, I think, in 2011. So... that's there, but Swayman's 25.
Right.
So you have your goalie now for 10 years if everything works out.
You would think.
617-779-7937. On the text line, 860 says, Curtis, best comparison to Pasta's goal, closer to Carlton Fisk, which allowed them to get to the next game, preceded by Bernie Carbo's home run, just like Pasta's goal was preceded by Hampus's.
Okay, Carlton Fisk's home run was game 6 of the 75 World Series.
Right.
They were... one win away from winning a championship. The Bruins' goal was in game 7 of a round of the playoffs that doesn't even exist in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but you almost choked. Historically, 2 years in a row, 3-1 series leads blown.
Right.
It had more importance than a first round.
Right, that's why it was a massive... The Red Sox losing after losing in game 7, getting swept the next year after the offseason they had, the Nomar trade, the Schilling trade.
I know what you're saying.
Like, everything was on the line when Dave Roberts took off for second.
When you think about the World Series, you don't say the big poppy bloop single.
Right, in game 5.
You say the reason that series changed and they won a World Series was because of the Dave Roberts stealing second base.
But you're the one that's comparing it, right? You're saying Pastrnak's goal is like the Roberts steal.
Yeah,
right.
And I get that.
Even though it's a first-round series.
I don't know what we keep saying that for. Yes, because the Red Sox didn't beat the Yankees in game 4, correct?
Right.
They won in game 7.
Okay. Right.
So you had to have bloody sock in game 6. You had to have Derek Lowe. You had to have the Damon Grand Slam. There was a lot of things that had to occur yet before they even got to the World
and
Series.
And if the Bruins win the Stanley Cup, everybody's going to go, you're lucky you got that goal from Pasta in game 7. That was the play that ultimately gave them the that they needed to end up where they ended up.
When they do the Bruins DVD, should they win, or whatever they call it now that it's not a DVD, when they do the Bruins film.
Yeah, Don't Step on the B, I believe it's called.
When they get this all done, the first thing you're going to hear is Monty saying, Marchand's shown up. We need our best players to play well, and Pasta needs to step up.
Right.
Then we'll go immediately to overtime with the Pasta goal. And that, just like 4 days in October, all the faith-rewarded stuff that they did with the Red Sox,
this
it
is
begins
dangerous.
With Robert Steele.
This is Steele. Dangerous. You're sucking me in. They've won 5 games. 5 of 16, and we're already planning the championship DVD. But I'm here for it.
What's a more consequential play in Boston sports recently than that goal by Pasta?
Recently?
Rafael had a big homer this weekend. Yeah.
This is what I deal with.
Let's take some calls. Let's go to Ryan in Rhode Island. Hello, Ryan. Ryan, do you believe?
Good morning, guys. Obviously, I think the biggest thing is we can't compare the goalies we have now to Thomas. He was a different goalie. He would be slash people in the back, punching them in the head. He was just built different. He was a dog. So that's why I think it worked for him to be the only goalie. I think now the goalies, they feed off each other very well. Every time Swayman had a good game, Omar wanted to have a good game after that.
Oh, stop, please.
But work also.
They're done with the goalie rotation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patient, it's done.
They're not. You guys played it, and they said it last hour. Yeah. Shine played you the clip. Montgomery considered Omar last night.
I don't like that. I said when he played that, I don't like that because he's still not 100% confident where it should be. When that question's asked, we just say, hey, listen, we're riding with Swayman. He's playing out of lights out. We know Linus could do a good job, but he even said in that thing, Swayman's the hot goalie.
He
so
did
just
at the
say
end.
It.
He, yeah, but here's,
who's starting game two?
Here's the clip. Oh, that's not a question.
Well, we talked about it, you know, as a staff and, you know, because of the emotional high of Game 7 and the travel, you know, we contemplated, you know, going with Omar because we have so much confidence in him, too. But when a guy is playing that well, it's like, don't outsmart yourself.
Right.
That's so, like, that's a good line. That's
he
funny.
Answers it.
But if they lose Game 2, he's going to consider Omar Game 3.
Right. The conversation is if this continues, you're not going to see Omar.
If this continues.
Right.
But they're not going to win in four. They'll lose a game.
Right, but even if they lose a game, if they lose a game.
Like they lost to the Leafs.
2-1 or even 3-2 and Swayman plays good.
Yep.
What are you considering?
Well, I'm not, but he is.
Right.
But he answered at the end. He has to say that because he's being delicate around Linus, who remains on the roster. He can't say we didn't even think about it.
I don't know. It's so fresh in their mind that the rotation was a thing. Mm-hmm. He's not off it. He answered the question.
Ken, the rotation, as I said last hour.
The better answer would be we're done with that.
I agree with you.
Ken, the rotation, as I said last hour, is yielding its results in the fresh ability that Swayman has because he wasn't worked. Tim Thomas, 57 starts in 2011. I believe that's about 15 more than Swayman had. So even if he goes all the way through the postseason, he'll match Tim Thomas's regular season 10 years younger.
I agree with you. I'm just reacting to what the coach is saying.
And I'm telling you why he did it that way. He's being diplomatic.
Yeah, but see, I don't really necessarily believe he's being diplomatic. I believe there is a legitimate conversation on, like, should we
He's worried about how Linus is feeling. He's like,
whatever,
you know,
it is, there's a legit conversation. Yep. That
he's worried about the goalie hug, Curtis.
I mean, I think Razor, we got to get him on that.
Can you and Shime hug it out? I think
Shime,
it's been a little hostile.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think
me and Curtis are great.
Yeah, yeah. I think okay, Shime doesn't like you. But I'm kind of with him.
Best save last night from Swayman, Shime. Which, what was it?
It was the first one. That first big
first
save, the
one.
Kick save.
40 seconds in.
Huge.
He was leg on to the right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, we're loaded. Do you believe in the Bruins? 617-779-7937.
God, we're late.
Greg and Courtney are off to Bermuda. They'll be back tomorrow. Ken and Curtis with Wiggy and Shime, and here's Shime with what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Team Malone. The Bruins take game one on the road in Florida. 5-1 was your final. We got 2 points from Mason Lowry. Brazo had a goal. DeBrusk and Geeky each scored a goal as well. And new dad Brandon Carlo went bar down. He wasn't even sure he was going to make the trip. He was able to get there at 6 o'clock right before game time, or 2 hours before game time, get on the ice for puck drop. Jeremy Swayman played out of his mind. He had 38 saves in the win. Now we turn our attention to the Celtics, who have a game one of their own. Celtics-Cavs will kick off tonight at the Garden at 7 p.m. Red Sox also in action tonight, taking on the Braves in Atlanta. 7:20 is your first pitch, with Cutter Crawford getting the start for your Boston Red Sox. And you can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:20 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always, on the Odyssey app. Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Shimer. It is currently 62 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high of 73.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.